Welcome to this podcast about Bradley River and Kachemak Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Bradley River is located on the Kenai Peninsula and flows northwest for 7 miles from Bradley Lake at an elevation of 1,090 feet to Kachemak Bay, about 31 miles southeast of Ninilchik and 25 miles northeast of Homer, Alaska. The river is reputedly named after John A. Bradley, a local prospector. The name was first published by the U.S. Geological Survey in 1951. The lake is formed by meltwater discharge from Kachemak Glacier and Nuka Glacier. Kachemak Glacier starts at an elevation of 4,400 feet and descends about 4 miles from the Harding Ice Field to an elevation of 2,200 feet. From 1950 to 2015, this glacier retreated about 1 mile. Nuka Glacier starts at about 4,600 feet in the Gruinkyaalik Glacier Complex and descends about 4 miles to an elevation of 1,600 feet. The Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project consists of a concrete-faced, rock-filled dam 125 feet high, several diversion structures, and a power tunnel 3.5 miles long with a diameter of 11 feet, which transports water from the dam to the powerhouse near the mouth of the Martin River at the head of Kachemak Bay. The power generation potential of Bradley Lake was first studied by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in 1955. The Alaska Energy Authority assumed responsibility for the project in 1982, and it was completed in 1991. It now provides relatively inexpensive power to Kachemak Bay communities. The terminus of Nuka Glacier is at Bradley Pass, which is the watershed divide between the Nuka River, which flows east into Kenai Fjords National Park, and the Bradley River, which flows west into Kachemak Bay. Before 1991, most of Nuka Glacier outflow went into the Nuka River during low flow periods, but during high discharges, most of the water went into the Bradley River. To maximize the flow going into Bradley River, a dike 5 feet high was built at Bradley Pass to divert all of the river into Bradley Lake. In 2020, a diversion project of Battle Creek was completed that increased hydropower output by about 10%. The retreat of Dixon Glacier has created a meltwater stream that could be diverted into the Bradley Lake Reservoir and potentially increase hydropower output by about 50%. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.